Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Mike Preston. What's going on, Preston?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's like a jungle sometimes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under.
Never have truer words been spoken. Mike. Cincinnati Bengals coming to town tomorrow to take on the Baltimore Ravens with Joe Burrow. Does the presence of Joe Burrow, even being out for so many weeks, kind of concern you a little bit for this game?
It's a mild concern, but it's not a major concern because, you know, here's a guy who's been practicing with the team, but there's a difference between practice speed and game speed. And we will see that tomorrow. And he knows that. But the thing is, he's a competitor. He wants to get back out on the field. He wants to play. He wants to be with his guys. I get that. I understand that. I wouldn't do it. But, Rob, you know, this was what it comes down to. In football, there's a basic philosophy about balance. The team with the least amount of or the team with the most balance, they usually win, even all the way to the Super Bowl. Look at the Bengals. They are so unbalanced. Offense, defense, they can't get it together. They can't run. They can't stop the run. That's not good, and especially in the National Football League.
So, Mike, what do you expect out of this game? Because the Bengals can't stop anybody. I mean, they give up the only team that gives up over 400 yards a game every week. They give it the most points in the league, the most yards in the league. If the Ravens don't score 30 points, 35 points, will it be a failure?
No. I think the Ravens right now, they're just trying to find themselves offensively and what they do well. They haven't hit that peak. They haven't hit their stride yet. And I don't know if they ever will, but it's something to shoot for. But they should put up, you're right, Ed, they should put up 31 points, but I wouldn't say it's a disappointment. The Bengals, I mean, you can't stop the run. I would just run the ball down their throats. They're giving up like 156 yards rushing a game.
They are.
I just run the ball down their throats, keep Joe Burrow off the field, and approach it that way. And that's how they win. And this should be fairly easy if they do it properly.
So, Mike, let me ask you this. How do you defend CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase? When you're looking at Ja'Marr Chase, no T. Higgins, I mean, do you do anything different than you would normally do? Are we seeing more bracket coverage, sending two guys his way, maybe taking your best corner, putting it on the second best receiver? What do you think they do?
I would double Chase because there's no T. Higgins. You go back and look, T. Higgins has killed this team. Not killed him, but he's played very well against this team in the red zone. They just chuck it up and he'll go get it. There is no T. Higgins. And there's no Trey Hendrickson. They're in trouble, but I would definitely rotate my coverage toward Chase. I would bracket him. I'd follow him all over the field because he's basically the only weapon they got. And as Jerry Coleman said yesterday, he's going to be spitting mad because he's going to be back out on the field.
Spitting mad. Great.
I get that. I understand that. But hey, man, you can rotate your coverage that way, and you can kind of, you don't shut him down, but you silence him a little bit.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, this Ravens defense, you saw Kyle Hamilton lead the game with an injury on Sunday. How important is his status, in your opinion, to this defense?
Oh, he's very important because I think he's the best tackler on the team. I think Roquan has played well, but I think Hamilton takes it to another level. Very suddenly you see this guy miss tackles. He's always in that proper position to break down the feet. I like watching him play because he delivers with those tackles. They also use him around the line of scrimmage so he can knock down passes because he's a long body guy, long body safety. The only thing I worry about, and I've talked about this for about a month now, is the body wearing down because he's outside linebacker basically. And, man, I would run right at him. I don't care what anybody said. I would run right at him, put a big offensive lineman over top of him, go with him at tight end, and just keep wearing him down a little bit because that seems to be the key. But other than that, now they got the guy Gilman in the back. Starks is playing center field extremely well. They're on to something there, and Nate Wiggins is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's playing pretty well, too.
You mentioned the offensive play and offensive line play. Why is it the same offensive line when we had pretty much last year playing so much worse than he did? It's almost like watching a different front five.
It is kind of strange, Ed. I admit, because I thought Rosengarten would come back and have a great year, especially after the rookie season.
Too.
You know, but again, when you have two big guards like that, and they're tall. When we get inside the red zone, 20-yard line, it's about leverage. And those guys are 6'7", one 6'7", Filele 6'7". Mm-hmm. The other guy, Borges, is 6'6". And you get down there, it's about who gets underneath and who can rise up and get the pads up. And I think people have, or teams have discovered that and said, nah, we can beat these guys down here. They're not very good with the initial block. And Borges, this is the first year I haven't been impressed with him. Rosengarten has been a surprise to me, though. I've seen him give up a lot of stuff on the outside. And then Ronnie Stanley, been in the league 10 years. Yeah. Starting to slow down a little bit. It happens. And then you combine that, and Lindenbaum has not had a great season either at center. So when you struggle in the middle, usually you can get away with having one bad guard, but when you have two bad guards, then your center struggling, you're going to struggle against the run, and that's what's going on with the Ravens. And plus, and there's another year of film on these guys.
Yeah. I think Lindenbaum has cost himself money.
Yeah.
Yes, he has. Yep, and he's kind of flopping around and doing some things that, you want a contract extension. You haven't earned it. I haven't seen it. And the same thing with Travis Jones. He's playing well lately. But at the beginning, we were like, what's wrong with Travis Jones? I mean, he's another one that's up for a contract extension. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Rob asked this question earlier, so I'm going to ask it to you. If the Bengals win this game, what has to happen? You're looking at turnovers, injuries. I mean, Lamar doesn't show up to the game. What is it for you?
Nothing. You just keep plowing away because what else do you have? We all knew the offensive line was weak going into the season. It's not a big deal. Bateman comes back. The only thing I would suggest is to get Monken to change up a little bit more. Zay Flowers, I still think he's a prime factor in their offense. Let him touch the ball more. You have Bateman back. He can run those slant ends. He's got some speed to go deep because they don't have a deep ball threat anymore. That's done. Those are the things I would look at, but schematically, there's not a whole lot of changes you can make. And Lamar has to play well. And again, if he doesn't play well, they're not going far in the postseason. He has to play well because he's the guy. He's the guy who carries this offense, and they're kind of stuck with what it is. And he has to get better.
All right, give me a winner and give me a score.
Oh, the Ravens win 30-31, 27-28. I just don't think that the Bengals can compete. I mean, and people keep talking about, oh, this is one of these high-octane, let's get after games. No, no, it's not. No, it's not. The Ravens have some form of defense. They can play offense when they want to play. But the Bengals have nothing. I mean, go back and look at Joe Flacco. He wins. He scores 37 points. They lose 38-37. He scores 42 points. They lose 43-42.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you're going to – you might see something like that. But, I think the Ravens are doing a decent job defensively. We'll see what happens. But 31-27, 31-28, Ravens win.
Thank you very much, Mike Preston. We'll talk to you on – we'll see you on Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Man, you better get your ass up.
Oh, man. I forgot about – oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm glad you said it. Now we're going to call you. All right, man. Have a good one.
See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.